Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Welcome to Solutions Radio here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, your favorite radio show host on your favorite radio. I trust you are all doing great, and wherever you have called in from, a very, very warm welcome to you. What a great privilege we have to transform lives and impact people on this great media platform. For those of you who've been with us from the beginning, we appreciate your support and your participation and your involvement. For those of you joining us for the very first time, a very, very warm welcome to you. We have callers literally from all over now with the power of technology. Even after we are done, we have people who log on into the show from Africa, from Europe. So we thank God for this media technology, and we thank God for Zambia Blog Talk Radio, where we trust that you are doing great. If you are on Facebook, you can like our page, Solutions Radio, and if there are shows that you'd like us to do, please make sure to send us a message. This show is for you. We keep it real. We keep it relevant. Well, it has been a very busy season, and we thank God for the opportunity to preach the gospel all over the USA and all over the world. We thank God. Jesus said, "Occupy until I come," and that's what we are doing. We just came back from Boston and had a tremendous meeting there. And we're excited about this weekend in Dallas, where we reside, as we celebrate our church anniversary. But we are having a conference this weekend to celebrate. And we are so very blessed to have two giants of the faith, whom we just salute and we just honor the anointing upon their lives. And wherever you are listening in from Dallas, please make sure to come this coming weekend. We are right in the city of Irving, the heart of Texas, All Nations House of Prayer. The address is 2108 Heard Drive, Suite 100, Irving, Texas. Again, the address is 2108 Heard Drive, Irving, Texas. The flyer is all over Facebook. You cannot miss it. We begin on Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 16th of October, 7 p.m. Friday, the 17th, also 7 p.m. And Saturday morning, there's going to be a men's meeting with a great lunch. And Apostle will talk a little bit about that, calling all men from Dallas just to come and sit at the feet of these giants of the faith. And Saturday evening, 6 p.m., Sunday morning at 10:30, and then Sunday at 6. Well, we are greatly privileged this evening to have, as I said, their giants of the faith, apostles of God, powerful men of God who are moving and shaking things in the kingdom. I love the scripture that says, "He who walks with wise men shall be wise." I think in this season, it really does matter who you associate with. You want to associate with people who are passionate for God. You want to associate with dreamers and visionaries and people who are doing great things for God. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You want to associate with people who will bring out the very best in you and just provoke you to love God and to live for God and to do exploits. So if you are listening, please be careful who your friends are. Be careful whom you associate with. Associate with people who cause you to love God, to live for God, and to serve Him with all your heart, with all your strength. Well, we've been greatly privileged. 7 years ago, we met a very wonderful couple while I was ministering in Boston, Dr. Abbott and Dr. Gladys Buonica, and we never knew that God would reconnect us again and just really covenant, give us a very strong covenant friendship to serve God together. The Bible says two are better than one, and we are in a season, you know, where God is just bringing divine partnerships and divine collaborations and, you know, just divine associations. It is easier to do the work of God together. We've been to Uganda, their very great ministry, many, many times, and they're just shaking that nation with the power of God, raising leaders, raising pastors. They do many, many things, but one of the things both Apostle and I have come to love is the annual pastors conference, where they just gather pastors literally from all over Uganda and just pour into them and minister to them and teach them. Not only do they gather them, but they sponsor them. And it is not a cheap thing. That is somebody with the heart of a father and a mother, you know, to be able to sponsor almost 700 pastors from all over the country. Well, I believe Dr. Abbott Buonica, who we ministered with in Boston this past weekend and was used mightily of God, I believe he is on the line. Your Excellency, are you with us this evening?
And I greet everyone in the audience.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, prophetess.
God bless you. You're on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
You are very welcome to Solutions.
Thank you so much. And I bring greetings to everyone that is on the program this evening.
Well, there is great expectation here in Dallas, Texas. People have experienced your ministry, and the more you minister, the hungrier they get. So,
amen. We are looking forward to a great weekend, and we believe God is going to do wonders.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. We also, I'm not sure, Bishop Banda was flying in from Florida. Bishop Banda, did you make it? Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Oh, praise be to God. Bishop Banda from Zambia via Florida is with us.
Yes.
Powerful man of God, the founder of Fountain of Grace Ministry, host of TBN Zambia. Bishop, you were such a blessing to us when we were in Zambia 2 months ago. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome.
And welcome from Florida. How was Florida?
Wow, Florida, we thank God he moved and delivered his people. We thank God for the grace. I believe this is a time that God is setting captives free, preparing them for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Well, you've been to Dallas several times, or I think once before Dallas, and people are very, very expectant. The theme of the conference this weekend is Rekindle the Fire. You know, we're living in a world where there are so many things that are just, you know, taking away from people's salvation. People are caught up with material things. And so what is the Lord saying, Bishop, in this hour to the body of Christ?
I believe the theme of the convention is so prophetic because every Christian and child of God, we need to keep our lamp burning. And because of pressure, predicaments, anathemas, and a lot of situations we have gone through, it's like our flame has been snuffed out by the devil. The wick is not burning so bright, and we believe in this convention. Every man and every woman that will come is going to receive the gasoline of life that is going to cause that flame and that candle to burn brighter. It is a time to come and get reignited for your ministry, for your dream, for your vision. You cannot afford to miss. It's like the time when the 10 virgins went and were waiting for the groom to come, and they had their lamps. The wise one took extra oil for their lamps, but the foolish one, they didn't take extra oil. I believe in the time we are living, we need to have extra oil, for the coming of the groom is coming any moment. This is a time that we come to the spiritual garage and just load our jerrycan with massive gasoline that is going to give us the power to move and soldier on and tarry until the Lord comes. He is speaking to you, my brother, my sister, wherever you are listening to this radio. Prepare yourself and come to this convention and have your life filled with the gasoline of life that is going to give you power to shine and make it in this time of evil and a lot of despondency happening in the nations.
Glory be to God. My Bishop, you are fired up. We can't wait to experience that Jubilee fire and anointing. Dr. Bonica, you have come to America many times. You see the state of the body of Christ in America. Why should people in Dallas come this weekend to the Rekindle Your Fire conference?
You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 55, verse 22, that cast your burdens unto the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will give you rest. One way of setting yourself on fire is to cast your burdens, is to trust the Lord. Like the three men of God in Daniel, Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach, they put their trust in the Lord. They were cast in this fire, but the Lord sustained them. We should learn to put our fears and hand them to God. And you cannot hand over to God unless you trust that God. God is calling us in this season to trust him. And the only way you are going to trust God is to know God. You can never commit your problems, you can never commit your burdens unto God whom you don't know. So we want to call upon Christians wherever you are and to understand that it is an investment for you to know God. And when you know God, you are going to rest, you are going to have peace, things are going to begin to move in your favor. The wind is going to move in your favor. And God is going to do wonders. So this weekend is the weekend when we want to commit whatever has been burdening us before the Lord. And God is going to swing into action. God wants us to hand over, and then he will show himself great. There is someone who is listening to me. You are overburdened. You have sweated. You have tried everything. They have given you all kinds of medicine, and things have not worked out. You have gone to everyone. You have got every counsel. There is one counsel which you have never got, and that is the counsel of the Almighty God. And we want to welcome you this weekend to come and be treated with the hand of God. You come for the therapy. You come for the operation. And with no other doctor, but Dr. Jesus is going to help us to move forward. And we want to welcome you. And I'm more excited about what God is going to do in Dallas, Texas this weekend.
Glory be to God. Doctor, I love how you say God will swing into action. And really, it is true that people are so burdened with bills, burdened with so many responsibilities. You know, America has like just some certain pressures, you know, like where you are, Boston, you notice that people literally work around the clock. And we just thank God that indeed this shall be a weekend of refreshing, a weekend of uplifting, a weekend of rekindling the fire. This weekend also we have prepared, the Lord laid it very heavy on Apostle's heart, a men's meeting on Saturday morning, and he's on the line, and I just want him to just talk a bit about the men's meeting and invite all the men that are listening and ladies who are listening. Please, you just reach out to the men in your life, as Dr. Bwanika and Bishop Banda will be there Saturday morning to pour into the lives of men. Apostle Darius, you're welcome.
Well, thank you so much, our host, Prophetess. We do appreciate for this time. And I want to thank God for these great men of God, Dr. Bwanika and the Bishop Banda, for the excitement and for the joy of just hosting them here in Dallas. We thank God for them. These are really great men of God. God has tremendously used them around the world, not just only Uganda and Zambia, but really they have touched many, many lives. And I will appeal to every man, every woman who they are listening tonight to come and be a part of this Rekindle the Fire conference. Many, many times we have come to Fresh Aroma, and we have seen really a tremendous victory in that conference. But I want to ask you to come to the All Nation House of Prayer for our sixth anniversary here in Dallas. We're going to be celebrating 6 years of ministering within inner city, and we have really seen the hand of God. And we want to thank you. All of you can just come on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just be a part of what the Lord is doing, because I know that if the world, they are learning how to partner together, airlines are coming together, companies are coming together, even us as a family of God, we should learn to come together to hear what the Lord is telling us as a church. And I want to challenge you, your life will never, never be the same again. Let me just go back to the question of answering what Prophet asked about men. Many of you ladies, you know that men in this country have been so much oppressed. We have got more men in prison than any other community. A lot of them, they're in jail. A lot of them have been very much oppressed by the system. People think America is really a land of the living, but sometimes I found it not true. It's a place that can oppress you if you're not careful. And many men have been hurt and rejected, some of them even to the extent of not finding jobs because of what system really, values them. Mm-hmm. And God began to give us really bad and reach out to men. And I'm asking really every man, who's on this prayer line, even ladies who knows men who are there struggling, who they need an encouragement, you can send them, you can push them in the building so they can be able to be restored and be healed, because I know that God wants really to touch men and really change their hearts and give them love and passion for the work of God. I always get so much amazed when I go to Africa. I see men, they are ushering, men are singing, men are just ministering, they're excited about God. Then you come back to America, you found that a lot of ministries are headed by the women, and the men really, they are not doing anything. They are folding their arms and sitting at the back. Forgetting the Bible says that, you know, men, we are the head of the household. We are the men. We should take charge in the church and in our homes, in our leadership, in our community. So we have to take our responsibility. We have to be rekindle the fire that was once in us, and really come back to the word of God and take responsibility. So that's what it's all about, is really appealing to men, young, old, to come and be a part of this this conference that is going to really put us on fire. And then you know that our lives, our homes, our ministry, our families will never be the same again, because of the great men of God who have come to power into our hearts. And that's really my desire, to see every man take responsibility where God has positioned them. Thank you so much, Prophetess. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Apostle. If you have just tuned in, we are having a Rekindle the Fire conference special with our very special guest, Bishop Masanja Banda from Zambia, and Dr. Abed Bwanika from Uganda. They will be our keynote speakers this coming weekend. And I tell you, it's been such a busy year for Apostle and I. We just look forward to sitting down and receiving. I always believe a good leader must also be a good student. And because as leaders, and those of you who are pastors who've tuned in, we pour out a lot. But God has anointed these great apostles of God just to pour into us. They are coming with fresh fire from the continent of Africa, where we know that Africa is leading the greatest revival. So whoever you are, it is a free meeting. Thursday is free. Friday is free. Saturday is free. Sunday is free. And again, as I said, we are right in the heart of the city. Please do not miss this moment. As you can hear, the servants of God are charged up, fired up. They have a word from the Lord for this great, great city of Dallas. And so, Dr. Bwanika, you introduced me to a wonderful servant of God, Pastor Kato, who I had actually heard about from Bishop Banda. I don't know if he's on the line.
I think he has been ministering somewhere up to late. He may have not made it, but he's going to be down with us in Dallas. I spoke to him this afternoon, and he's ready for Dallas. He's such a wonderful man of God. They are twin brothers. They have been used all over the continent of Africa, in Europe. They are such a blessed, gifted people for the kingdom of God at such an hour.
Wow. Yeah. Just imagine that. So we have three anointed generals coming power-packed, fully loaded, just to deposit into the people of God. Well, you heard Apostle just appealing to the men. And so, Dr. Bwanika, again, just extend that invitation to the men. Why do the men need to come to that special session, which is just for men only?
You know, it's not only in the U.S. and everywhere. The church, women are in the lead. they took over. We need to see men come back to be repositioned in their position as leaders in the church. A church that is strong in men is a strong church. So we want to call the men to come from the background there, from the back benching to the front seat, and we are going to talk the men's language in that a powerful meeting, and reignite ourselves and go back to our original calling. We don't want to blame like Adam did, and he was blaming Eve. for whatever was his responsibility. It is time for men everywhere on the globe, in the kingdom of God, to rise up and begin to lead. We want to create that powerful America. Our forefather Abraham had those powerful men that helped him fight the battle. We want to see every church men on the front line, and that is so powerful, men on the front line. Because we have lost our position in the church, even we have lost our position in our homes, our families. You know, we are seeing many families where men are in the background and women are leading, and men are just receiving. That has never been the original idea of God. the idea of God was for men must lead. We want to see real men lead. So we want to empower ourselves. We want to be empowered. You know, we want to come out of the dungeons and get on the front line. We want to, as the apostle said, men in the different ministries in the church, they must be in charge. They must be in charge. It doesn't mean that women are not supposed to do their part. They are supposed to do their part, but we must complement each other. We should never be left behind. And I want to welcome all the men, wherever you are. That Saturday, it's going to be a powerful meeting as we go through the scriptures and get those vivid examples and learn from the men that came before us and how they made it in their own time. And it is going to be exciting for us to reposition.
Wow. So that is powerful. What you said, Doctor, that it's a global challenge. It's not only men in America, but it seems everywhere. Bishop Banda, why should men wake up Saturday morning and come to the house of God for this power-packed men's meeting?
Yes, prophetess, men power is very, very important. Man power is needed. The mandate was given to a man, and a woman was brought along to be a helper. So
right.
When men arise, they go back to the original blueprint of God's plan, because God communicated to a man. He knows the masculine power he has given a man, that he has the grace to endure and become a trendsetter and move to another level. The devil is afraid of men. That is why he has encapsulated a lot of men, so that he handicaps the church. We thank God for the women of God that he's using, but it's time that men who arise to the challenge and come back to the front row bench and begin to do what God has deposited in our hearts. So I appeal to every man, every woman, your season to come and receive that manpower. It is in this convention. Even today, when a woman is doing valiant in business and everything she's doing, we say that woman is a man. So the power to produce is called a man, and the power that fails to produce, we say it's a woman. We call other men that are failing to produce as women, because we see that femininity power in them that they cannot produce or amount to anything. Therefore, we want men to arise. That masculinity power that God has put in you, that you can arise and become trendsetters. You can become corporate men, politicians. You can take your position in the world. When a man arises and stands up to the occasion, we want to see the Samsons of this generation that can carry the sister and get to the mountain and crush it. It's our season as men to come back to our senses and begin to do what God has put upon our lives. There are a lot of men that God is going to raise as bishops, as prophets. He's going to raise them pastors. Our season is now. Let the manpower in the inside of you be ignited in this convention. Every dispensation in the Bible, God raised a prophet to announce a season. As a prophet, we are forerunners. We announce God's kingdom and his time and his moment to visit his people. And I believe as men of God, we are geared, we carry the oracles of God, that in this
3 days convention, 4 days convention, we are going to pioneer your life into a next level. We shall forerun you in business. We want men to move in the marketplace and take charge of the mantle and begin to move to another level. We just want men to position yourself for the kingdom style success. Let God lift men in this convention. And I believe as you come, we are carrying a prophetic voice. We are carrying a word that is going to change your atmosphere. It will birth a climate around your life that will cause the man that is sleeping in the inside of you to arise, so that you will come back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will arise as a man in your calling. We want men to be generals, to move in the battlefront and contend with the enemy at the gate and bring back whatever the devil has stolen. I feel it in my spirit that this is a great holy convocation, and we are going to announce God's time to bless you. When a prophet comes, it means there is a shift. And I believe through the man of God, Dr. Bonica, Apostle Kato, and myself, we have come from very far. We have contended with devils in Africa. We have handled bears and lions. We have handled them by the anointing of God. And we have come in the diaspora to save America by the dragnet of God and pull you from where men and women have suffocated. Satan has encapsulated you, that today you are failing to arise, even if you are here in the United States. There is a lot of despondence, predicament, anathemas, catastrophes. Nemesis has caught up with your destinations, that you don't know what to do. You don't know, your future looks bruised. You are in oblivion. Nobody recognizes you. I believe your season for recognition, your time to break from oblivion to recognition is now. Your time to move from mediocre to significance is now. Your time to move from the mundane to the monumental. I believe these are 4 days packaged by God's grace. We are not ordinary men. We are carrying the extraordinary anointing that will be able to bring metamorphosis upon your life, that you will transition from a caterpillar to a butterfly, from walking to flying in your business, in your ministry, everywhere you are. If God opened the doors for us in Africa, He's going to do it for you in this great holy convocation. I can see angels are prepared. They are carrying to come and bring people. We don't care. We are not afraid of what the devil is doing. We know our God is a miracle-working God. And this convention, you have a set time. God has a set His Kairos time that will command your Chronos to obey heaven's instruction. Remember, God operates out of time so that He can control your time, so that in these 4 days, you'll be able to best to bring forth what God has given you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Prophet, it's over to you.
My. We're almost on the floor. We are calling ushers to come. I love the word metamorphosis. I mean, that meaning a great change. And you know, you use the word from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And when you look at a caterpillar, it looks so ugly, useless, worthless. But I tell you, when it becomes that beautiful butterfly, and I believe the anointing upon you, servants of God, is going to bring that great change, that great impact. You know, we were at the church today just preparing, putting some things in order, and there was just such an expectancy, you know, and such an excitement, and just a looking forward. So again, friends in Dallas, we are inviting you to this apostolic and prophetic encounter starting this Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday morning. Every man, please do not miss an appointment with these three generals of the living God. And Saturday at 6, Sunday morning, 10:30, Sunday at 6. Again, it is a free conference. There's no registration. There is no fee. It is free. You might as well come and let your life be changed. And do not come alone. Come with your friends, your neighbors, your workmates. Spread the word in the name of Jesus. Our good friend, Pastor Nathan, is on the line. He actually is the founder of this Zambia Block Talk radio and a good friend of yours, Bishop Banda. Pastor Nathan, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I was laying on the floor when Bishop was talking. Dr. Bwanika, it's good to hear your voice. Bishop, welcome to Dallas. We are ready for you. And
thank
we are
you,
excited. Prophetess, I just want to say that I think Apostle Darius is just in line with the Lord by calling a men's breakfast and meeting. Because I think as men, like our guests have said, we need to step up.
Mm.
We need to step up, Apostle. I'm very glad he called me this morning. When I saw his number, I was like, Lord, help me, what have I done? And the Lord is justing us into place, into position, and to do and to take our role, because Dallas has got a lot of things happening, and the men, we need to step up, Dr. Bwanika, Bishop Banda, we need to step up.
You know, Pastor Nathan, back at home, you know, people always make time for the things of God. But you find in America sometimes, you know, people be like, okay, I will attend Friday and I'll see. Please just challenge the Dallas community not to miss any session, not to miss these gifts of God that the Lord has blessed us with in this season. Can you just reach out and invite the community and why they should not miss?
Yes, Prophetess, I think it's important. There is this saying, all of us know it. We say that what you value, you are going to make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
If we really put a very high price on our relationship with the Lord, on supporting each other, the kingdom people, we really need to take time to do this, because the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Some of us, we just get scared to ask our supervisor and say, can we please twist the schedule a little bit? I need to do this. I want to challenge everybody out there. Go and ask your supervisor tomorrow and tell them this weekend something special is happening. Prophetess, I was just chatting with Shiku on social media, and I'm excited. I'm like, Lord Jesus, they added another day, Thursday, because I think it's important that we also emphasize this, because the flyer says Friday. Listen,
yes.
Everybody, those that are listening, we are starting on Thursday night, Thursday, at 7 p.m. So please take time to come out there. I'm looking forward to being there and excited. I want to encourage everybody listening to us. Though you may not live in Dallas, Tyler is not a long drive from here. And those that live in Kela is not a long drive from that to come to Dallas. Even Houston is not too much. Austin, all these people, I know they are going to come. I mean, everybody, this show, like you said, Prophetess, they listen to it worldwide. Those that are listening to us in the peripheral areas of Dallas, you are welcome. Those across the river in Durant, Oklahoma, please make your way down here. Arkansas is not too far. You can make it. And we are excited about this. And I know the people listening, they can make it. They can come. When you get off work, just make your way down here. If you can't get Thursday off, at least when you get off work on Friday, like I've said, I believe it with all my heart, Dr. Bwanika, somebody needs to approach their supervisor and say, can I get off early on Friday? And the supervisor will say, that's fine, you can go ahead. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Nathan. Before Apostle comes in, you know, one of the things, Dr. Bwanika, that people have been so touched by your ministry is not only the anointing, but the amount of knowledge you have. I remember when you were in Zambia and you were telling us about our nation, and we were looking at one another like, okay, who is Zambia? I mean, you knew our history, you knew our geography, of course, you taught what Jubilee. I mean, And it's very appealing because sometimes people like who are professors and academic scholars and, you know, VIPs, they always kind of look at Christians like all we know is how to speak in tongues and dance. But we just want to appreciate that about you, that not only are you anointed, but the amount of knowledge you have is just absolutely incredible. And I believe that the men will really, really, really be blessed by that. Even when you came in April and you were talking about America, the GDP of America, some people didn't even know what the GDP of America is. Talk a little bit, Doctor, about the importance. And you touched a bit in Boston how prayer is a key, but I think one of the keys we also need is wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Please, Doctor, touch a bit on that.
You know, in this, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowledge and skill are going to be very important tools for us in the kingdom of God. And every time God wanted to move and change things, he did not only send down the anointing, but he raised men and women of skill. When you go in the Bible, you'll be amazed about how skill, how knowledge is so important.
Yes.
God is going to use you. And people should not just be blind and they think, I pray and I fast, I seek the Lord. But the Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 from verse 21, it says that our God controls the times and the seasons. He's the one that removes kings and raises new ones. He's the one that gives wisdom to the wise, and he gives knowledge to those who have understanding. Those two powerful statements, wisdom and knowledge. We must embrace wisdom. We must be empowered with knowledge. That is going to be key. If we are going to break through, we must know our surroundings, we must be experts, and we must be very fine people. So we want to encourage the kingdom of God and those who are going to come and those who are listening, that it is time for you to be empowered, to be trained. There are some of those which will never open simply because you are powerful anointed. There are some of those which will never open, but you put in the key of skill, you put in the key of knowledge, and those that have remained sharp, they will be open. So we want to encourage the church. It is important. The Bible talks about the wise men in the East. You know, the wise men in the East, these were powerful scientists of the day. They could read the sky, and they could recognize that among the stars, there was this very different star, which was unusual. That means they kept on scanning the sky every day. It was not just a one day's job. They invested in knowledge. They invested in understanding the sky. So we must invest in acquiring knowledge. How much do you add to yourself in terms of knowledge, in terms of skillfulness?
Mm-hmm.
We, the black people, I believe that is our problem. That is our problem. We are very limited people in terms of knowledge. We don't read. We don't research. We need to understand the kind of environment where we're operating. Back home, I've listened to people make very erroneous statements. Someone claims for having prayed for a person and he got $6 billion, you know, in an economy that is so tiny, where our budget is $4.5 billion national budget. Then a pastor makes a claim on a national radio that he prayed for one of his believers and he got $6 billion. Those are very, very, very interesting statements. It shows how ignorant sometimes that we are. So I want to encourage our people. Those are some of the few topics we'll be covering. What we need to do if we are going to give God the best. And we must operate at the best in this season. There is no mediocrity. We cannot be below. We cannot be simply average. God has called us to be above average. The church of God has been ordained to operate above average. But you can never operate above average unless you invest in knowledge, you invest in skill, you invest in understanding, you invest in reading, you invest in going. Some people, I will encourage them even to go back to school, to go back to school. There is no way we are going to compete in this world as a kingdom of God unless you are empowered, unless you are knowledgeable. We must scan and understand where we are, and that is so important in this generation. So important. If we are going to pass a church, if we are going to do business like people down in Dallas, you must understand that city, you must understand the state, how much is in that state, because God can never give you what you don't see. He spoke to our father Abraham after Ruth had separated from him, and he said, open your eyes and see in the north, in the south, in the west, and whatever you see, I've given you. So knowledge will help to improve what you see. Skills will help to touch what you have seen. So we want to call our people to sharpen themselves. This is the time for us to be knowledgeable and highly knowledgeable. We must operate in excellence.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, we like that so much. My God, what a weekend this is going to be. Bishop, I heard you mention the marketplace several times. And, you know, for a long time, you know, you hear men of God or women of God just saying we're in full-time ministry, no clue about the marketplace, no idea about business. But just talk about the importance of we kingdom people are positioning ourselves business-wise and in the marketplace.
Yes, prophetess. You'll find that in the Bible, only two offices were anointed with anointing oil. It is the office of a prophet and the office of a king. Okay. And these two carry the prophetic anointing and kingly anointing. The mandate of a king was to work on the land and see that the people bring tax to his kingdom and see that the business is faring well between one kingdom and the other. Then the duty of a prophet was to pray in the house of the Lord for the life of the king and to pray for a good weather so that the king can have bumper harvest. Now, the marketplace today comprises of business, education, and government.
Uh-huh.
And you find that these three are major debts which the church must master today. We need men and women of God that are going to be positioned in the marketplace with the anointing of selling and buying.
Uh-huh.
They are the people that will come and support the work of God in the church. When a king goes to wage war and they win and they get a spoil from that warfare, they bring it to the house of God for a sacrifice. So the cooperation of the king and the prophet brings extension to the kingdom of God. In the house of the Lord today, we need to move in the market anointing so that we can be strategically positioned for business. Church is about business.
Sure.
That's why Jesus, among the 12 apostles, he also chose Judas Iscariot to be the financial director of the ministry. Ministry without money is suffocate. We can never go anywhere. So
we need
marketplace leaders that God, in these 4 days, will release a market anointing upon men and women that are going to be strategically positioned for kingdom-style success. Our duty will be to pray for the king that when they go to wage war in the market arena, God will give them the power to operate and win. The pulpit or altar of a businessman, it is their shop or their business. The altar of a prophet is the church. So we want to bring to the knowledge to the businessmen and businesswomen, as you go to do business, your business is your altar. The same reverence that you have for God, you must take it in your business. We need
government men in the house of the Lord, men and women that have strategic high positions in the government. We thank God for Dr. Abed Banika, who is who is standing for the presidency in Uganda. That's what we need, because if the man of God comes in power, we know that it will have an upper hand. So we want all those men and women that have an anointing to move in the government to come and receive the anointing to be elevated, so God can strategically position you in the government arena so that you can help the work of God to move to the next level. Dr. Abed Banika talked about education. Education is a gate. The Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, verse number 10 says, if the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of giving success. So if a Christian is not educated, you are like an axe that is dull and blunt. It needs too much strength to cut one simple tree. But the people that are skilled and educated, they have a cutting edge anointing. They use small strength to bring down heavy trees. God gives them spiritual hydraulic anointing, because hydraulic uses a small pressure exerted to lift the tonnage of goods. Now, if you are educated, you carry the education anointing, God has given you the skill to amass wealth in the market, to become a multi-billionaire through that wisdom and skill. You have to know the area in which you operate, the kind of business you want to do. When you have the wisdom and know-how, you will move to the next level. Even God spoke to Moses, I have anointed Bezaleel and have filled him with the Spirit of God to do workmanship, to devise and cut stones. I have given him a skill. He is now better than all the other men. And I believe in this 4 days convention, Dr. Banika will be able to speak to encourage the men to get back to school and get that cutting edge anointing. Encourage prophets to carry the anointing to speak in the life of the king that is going to win that war, and give them the strategy of how to fight, because wars in the Bible were fought different. Other wars, God said, put singers in front and let them sing, you shall see victory. Other wars, he said, take generals, let them go and fight. Other wars, he said, go around the city 7 times and the walls will collapse. So you need a prophet who is going to sensitize you the strategies to win war. Thank you.
My God, that is fully loaded, Bishop. Apostle, you're very passionate about business and education. You know, Dr. and Bishop, I remember when we were in Boston long ago before we moved here, and Apostle used to encourage our congregation to go to school, and some people would get so offended, and you know, they felt, oh, our pastor is insulting us. But those who went to school, you should see how they are living now, very established, they have green cards, and it's only now they come to him and say, oh, pastor, we wish we listened to you, you know, we would be very far, you know. So go ahead, Apostle, the power of business, education, and government.
Yes, I think to me, much has been spoken. You can only understand if you could just come and listen, because the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we have raised up a generation which has really lost it, because we have not allowed priorities to take place in their lives. I remember when we were growing up, the only thing we could think about was education. Was, you know, put a career in your hands. Education was never come to the end. It was always exciting joy, because it was a road to prosperity. And I believe that in as much as we are so much anointed, God is a miracle working God. I believe God wants to use the knowledge that God has given to human being to excel in whatever we do. So really, I thank God for this great man of God. I believe that God is bringing here in Dallas to come and shape us and mold us, not just only spiritually, but academically, mm-hmm. you know, politically, and also business.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change. It's not just another prophetic conference of people we have, but this is really, you know, a hands-on conference that is going to change your destiny and also really rekindle your fire, that you may be able to walk in a life worth living. I really thank God for that, and I believe that God is going to use them in different ways. You know, He's going to use them in prophetically. They're going to impart something in their personal life, in your personal life, and I know in the end you will say, "Show them, this is a conference to remember." So I encourage you, I charge you that you know we have prepared a great meal for you. For the word of God just to dwell in you richly, that you may be able to move where you are. Sometimes it requires just sacrifice. You know, if God can bring a man of God from all the way from Zambia and all the way from Uganda, and just sacrifice their families, their ministries, their time,
wow.
just to come for you.
Wow.
And they come and they find you're not there to receive what they have prepared for you. It's so sad. And this is what happened, that really many of us, we miss opportunity where we can come and receive what God has prepared for you and be able to live. I was in Boston, and I was talking to one of a young lady, and I said, I'm not coming to listen to that politician. I said, why not? But the man is not just a politician. The man has a word for you. And many, many people don't understand. They think that Dr. Bwami just come to tell people to be a president. No, no. He's bringing a word that will change your life. And I encourage many of you, you know, whatever desire, whatever area of your life, you know, come and listen, you know, this great man of God, your life will never be the same again. Again, I appeal to many of you who are listening, even if you are far away, you are not able to come. You know, I love to see many of you, you know, sending a special seed to come and support the work of God, you know. You know, we put this thing on the radio broadcast, and around the world, people watch these meetings. You know, all of us have participated in one or another. You can just, you know, give something. You can just you know, sow a seed of to the ministry. It means you're a part of what God is doing, and then you know that God can bless you whenever you are, whether you're in Australia or in London or in Africa. Because you have taken that initiative, and God can as well use you. So I encourage you, whenever you are, whatever you're doing, be a part of this worldwide ministry, and God is going to bless you. And I know that you know your sacrifice will never just go in vain. Let's just also hear somebody who may be over there listening what these men are saying, and maybe they want to make a comment. A prophetess, back to you.
Yes, thank you so much, Apostle. Pastor Nathan, do we have anybody on the line? We can take maybe two questions or two comments, if there's anybody. Sometimes they send us questions through Facebook.
Yes, we want to encourage those that have called in. If you have a question about the conference, you'd like to get information, please, we encourage you to press the number one on your phone keypad, so that we know that you'd like to ask something, you'd like to ask a question from our hosts, either Prophetess Mwaka or Apostle Darius, even our guests. If you want to ask a question about something, please, those that have called in, feel free to press one so that we can give you a chance to say something. Right now, we don't have anybody who has indicated that they want to say something.
Okay, as we wait, well, because the show actually is 1 hour, so we're very, you know, right now in Boston it is midnight, so we want to release the servant of God. But one last word from you, Dr. Bwanika, and then we'll hear one last word from Bishop.
You know, I've been pondering here, and the Bible shows, and clearly, through Jesus Christ, we have become the spiritual Israelites, the Jews, the spiritual ones, because through Jesus Christ we are connected to our forefather Abraham. But Sometimes you need to look at the data by the natural Jews, and you wonder what happened to them and did not happen to us. The world has got currently 2014, 1,645 billion years globally. And out of those 165, they are Jews.
Wow.
Yet the population of the Jews is just 0.2% globally.
Wow.
We have 7.2 billion people on the face of the earth, and 0.2 are Jews. But when you look at the percentage of the billionaires, almost 11% point something, they are Jews out of a small population. When you come to America here, you have 442 billionaires in the U.S., and out of those, 25% they are Jews. Yet the population of the Jews in America, it is just only 2%. The Christians, we, the spiritual Jews, we need to ask ourselves, what is it that we are not doing right? We are connected to the blessing of our forefather Abraham, like they are. But things are working out for them. They are not working out for us. 20% of the top professors and the lawyers in the U.S., they are Jews. And they are only 2%. The whole of Africa, we have got 18 billionaires, the entire Africa continent. Israel alone, not now the Jews, but the Israel as a nation, they have 16 billionaires. They almost, they are 5.5 million people in Israel, and they have 16 billionaires. And when you look at them and you study them properly, they are blessed from the blessings of our forefather Abraham. But they have got a culture of prosperity, and they invest in knowledge, they invest in skill.
Yes,
that's why we are calling people that you need to be around in this conference. There are some things that you need to hear, and they will ignite you to your next level. There are some buttons that someone need to touch in your life, and you will begin to fly. You will begin to fly to your very destination. And I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to being in Dallas. It's going to be such an awesome time, and I want to welcome everyone.
Wow. Thank you so much, Doctor. We just cannot wait to just sit and receive and be challenged and provoked. And as you said, if we are the spiritual Jews, surely, I mean, besides speaking in tongues, we really need something in our pockets to show that we're the spiritual Jews.
Exactly.
Dr. Bishop Banda, one last word.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say, everyone, you are welcome. Come to this holy convocation. Your set time has come. You don't want to miss this moment. God will move in your life, and by December, someone shall have something to show in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Prophet.
Thank you so much, servants of God. Again, if you tuned in, we were so blessed this evening to have Dr. Abed Bwanika from Uganda, Bishop Masanje Banda from Zambia, these great apostles of God, great generals in our generation. They are coming to Dallas. Actually, Bishop Banda is already here, clearing the atmosphere, pulling down continental deities. This is going to be a weekend like no other, and a very good mutual friend of theirs whom we met in Boston, Pastor Kato, being used mightily, mightily also in the nations. We just told the man of God, come. We felt such an impression after hearing the testimony of how God is using him. And so it is going to be a weekend like no other. Thursday, we start this Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday morning, as you heard Apostle and Pastor Nathan challenging the men, please do not miss at 10 o'clock, Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, 10:30 a.m., and we conclude, and we are going to be equipped, enlightened, challenged, provoked, we guarantee by the grace of God and by the anointing of God and by the skill and by the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding we will receive, we will not be the same again. You know, Brother Kevin, our Muzungu friend who came with us to Zambia, he was so excited about the two of you. He bought his ticket long ago. So he's going to be here this week with us, and just people coming from everywhere. So Dallas people, let us not miss our opportunity to be sharpened and to be just, you know, provoked to fulfill that destiny. So Pastor Nathan, unless we have a caller, we want to wind up. We want the men of God to rest so that they can be refreshed and ready for the weekend.
No, we don't have. We don't have anybody calling in or indicating they would like to ask a question. We just want to encourage everybody that please, the Ebola thing is a lie from the devil. Don't be afraid. Come to the prophetic season in Dallas. It's not Ebola Dallas. It's prophetic Dallas. Forget about the Ebola from CNN and all these reports. There is a visitation in Dallas.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for saying that. You are so right, Pastor, because now Dallas is being associated with Ebola. You know, even in Boston, they were teasing us, saying, we hope you have not come with Ebola. We hope you have come with the anointing. But yes, Dallas is a great city, a city of the Lord, and we're so, so expectant for a great, great visitation this week. And again, Dr. Bonica, thank you so much. Bishop Banda, thank you. Apostle, thank you. Pastor Nathan, thank you. Our listeners who are listening in, I know you are uplifted and charged up. Please spread the word. Do not come to the house of God by yourself. Come with as many as you can. Let us receive the impartation this weekend. God bless you all very much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.